Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, today I'm back in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm back in the Big Easy for the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, which runs through this Saturday. Now, Jennifer Houston is the incoming NCBA president from Tennessee, and today gives us a convention preview.
Well, we're going to have about 10,000 of our closest friends, cattlemen and cattlewomen from across the country, coming in here to escape maybe the wintry north that's plagued part of our country, and we're glad to have them down here in Louisiana. We're going to have about 7.5 acres under roof at our trade show, as well as lots of meetings and social gatherings, so we're going to have fun. We're going to get a little business done, too.
And Jennifer says some of that important work does include some big discussion on some fairly large legislative policy items that are impacting the U.S. beef cattle industry here of late, one of which is beef trade. Another big one is alternative proteins or fake meat, however you want to describe it. Regulatory issues, she says, like the waters of the U.S. rule or WOTUS. And they'll also be talking about those ELDs and hours of service regulations for livestock haulers nationwide. Get more details by visiting ncba.org. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.